Karen Bass takes oath as Los Angeles's new mayor. Los Angeles Karen Bass was sworn in as the 43rd mayor of Los Angeles December 11 at the Microsoft Theater. Bass was sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris, a former California senator. Nearly every major city official, along with Governor Gavin Newsom, attended the ceremony. "Making history with each of you today is a monumental moment in my life and for Los Angeles," Bass said in her speech, becoming the first woman to lead the city. Bass addressed what she described as an inflection point in our history, with issues including the pandemic, the rapidly changing economy, the rapidly changing climate, the cost of living, 40,000 people sleeping on the street. "I believe that times of inflection require reflection. I believe it's time for Angelenos to remind ourselves where we come from and who we are," she said. Bass, 69, said she will declare a state of emergency on homelessness in her first act as mayor on Monday, which drew a standing ovation from many in the audience. "The emergency declaration will recognize the severity of our crisis and break new ground to maximize our ability to urgently move people inside, and do so for good. It will create the structure necessary for us to have a true, unified, and citywide strategy to set us on the path to solve homelessness," Bass said. Bass' plan also includes housing 17,000 homeless people in her first year. She said Los Angeles has earned the shameful crown of having some of the most overcrowded neighborhoods in the country, and called for residents to welcome housing to every neighborhood. "We know our mission. We must build housing in every neighborhood," Bass said. "We cannot continue to overcrowd neighborhoods that are already overcrowded." On crime, Bass sought a strategy to make neighborhoods safe that is informed by our communities, which includes launching an Office of Community Safety. "Of course, we must stop crimes in progress and hold people accountable," Bass said. "Some neighborhoods have asked for additional officers, and we will deliver. But what neighborhoods are asking for and what they need is as diverse as our city." Sunday's ceremony was initially scheduled to take place outside City Hall, but rain in the forecast led to a venue shift indoors. Instead, Bass was sworn in on the theater's stage, with two large LA letters in the mold of the LAX sign to her right and a picture of the Spring Street City Hall steps behind the stage. Surprise performers at the inauguration included Stevie Wonder, who sang "Keep Our Love Alive" and "Living for the City," and Chloe Bailey in Los Cafeteras. Amanda Gorman, the first National Youth Poet Laureate, who also delivered a poem at President Joe Biden's inauguration. Sunday's event marked the first mayoral inauguration in Los Angeles in nearly a decade, with outgoing Mayor Eric Garcetti holding the post since 2013. Bass defeated developer Rick Caruso on November 8 in an expensive and at times contentious race. She will inherit leadership of a city grappling with a scandal that has embroiled City Hall for the past 2 months, after three council members and a top county labor official took part in a recorded conversation in October 2021 that included racist comments and attempts to manipulate redistricting. The fallout has continued to roil City Hall, with Councilman Kevin DeLeon, one of the participants in the conversation, unexpectedly returning to the chamber on Friday, setting off chaos as he continues to defy calls to resign. DeLeon later fought with an activist at a holiday tree lighting event on Friday evening. City Council President Paul Krikorian, who swore in five new city council members and a new city attorney and city controller at Sunday's ceremony, said that there is no leader more capable of bringing the city together than Bass. "This is a time of unprecedented challenges in our city, but today, as I look out at this audience and see the people with us, I know that this is also a time of unprecedented opportunity," Krikorian said. Krikorian added that Bass will have a very strong part in the Los Angeles City Council, a positive sign for Bass, who will need to have the council renew her state of emergency for homelessness every month. State Senate President pro tempore Tony Atkins said that Bass didn't run for mayor for credit or photo ops. "She is here to work," Atkins said. "She is here because she loves this city, she loves its people. She is here to answer the call to serve. And that is who she is." The new mayor called for the city to focus on solutions rather than jurisdiction, to link arms rather than point fingers. If we just focus on bringing people inside, comprehensively addressing their needs, and moving them to permanent housing with a way to pay their bills, we will save lives and save our city, Bass said. That is my mission as your mayor. Bass said her father taught her to be a critical thinker and to understand the historical context of national and international events. My daily conversations with him led me to make a lifetime commitment to do whatever I can to change the world, she said. Through the unaffordability, the difficulty, the struggle working people face today in Los Angeles, Bass said that Angelenos have never, ever given up. And our magic, LA Magic, it's still here, she said.